and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Yum! This bread looks so delicious. I love eating bread. Do you enjoy eating bread? Well, it's probably one of my favorite things to eat. However, have you ever thought about cleaning with bread? That's what I thought. Not too many of you out there. Well, today's lesson will be quite a treat. It is called Life Hacks with Bread. And here are a few things that we're going to talk about. First, broken glass, onion tears, walls, and splinters. What's that all about? Don't worry, friends, you're going to find out. So make sure you have your magazines opened to today's lesson. And let's go talk about bread. Come on.
Life hacks with bread. It's not just for eating anymore. Have you ever considered putting bread on your list of cleaning supplies? Or how about keeping it in your medicine cabinet? That may sound crazy, but bread is more multi-purpose than you think. Look at what you can do with it. 1. Broken glass, removed. Shattered glass? Don't worry. You can pick up those sharp bits by gently pressing a piece of bread on top of them. Then throw it away carefully. 2. Onion tears, stopped. Does cutting onions cause you to cry? Try holding a piece of bread in your mouth with a little bit sticking out. No more tears.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 life hack 这个俚语。 Hack 本来是骇客用来快速解决资讯超载的小技巧，但是后来延伸成快速解决问题或者是提高工作效率的撇步。例如 using cereal boxes to organize mail is a very practical and eco-friendly life hack. 用谷片盒来整理邮件是既实用又环保的生活小撇步。 或者是 Mandy used many life hacks for moving that she had learned from the internet, and most of them worked really well. Mandy 运用了许多从网络上学的搬家小技巧，而且大多数都行得通。继续我们看的是 shatter 这个动词，shatter 是指使粉碎或者是使破碎。例如 a loud bang shattered the shop's glass window. 巨大的声响将店铺的玻璃窗震得粉碎。Shatter 也有抽象的意义，例如 Ben's heart was shattered when his girlfriend suddenly broke up with him. Ben 因为女友突然和他分手，心都碎了。Shatter的过去分词 shattered 也可以当形容词，例如 the shattered glass went all over the kitchen floor. 碎玻璃洒的厨房地板到处都是。嗯嗯哼，
You know Rebecca? There is nothing like having a big mouthful of white bread.
I agree. Ooh, I love eating bread. It's probably one of my favorite foods to eat. But so good.
There's a lot of carbs in this, and it's made with a lot of sugar. We should probably be eating wheat bread or something a little more healthy for us.
Well, every once in a while, some white bread's okay. Actually, you know something, Gabe? Growing up, I was never allowed to eat white bread.
Really?
My mom only bought wheat bread. And now that I'm an adult, I think it's okay to eat white bread every so often.
Okay. Well, you know what else white bread might be good for? Or any bread for that matter? Life hacks, and that is what our lesson is all about, friends. Now, when I see this word hack, I think of computers, and some people, they don't know your password, but they have figured out a way to get into your computer and change things around. They have hacked into your computer. So something that should normally be difficult has become easy. Something that is not easy to solve is now easy. So life hacks, there are many different kinds of life hacks. Today we're learning about life hacks ways that you can solve problems with bread.
So, I guess bread can be used for more than just eating. And actually, that is what our lesson says. It's not just for eating anymore, referring to bread. Have you ever considered putting bread on your list of cleaning supplies? Gabe, have you?
What?
That question was directed toward you.
Oh, yes. Gabe, have you ever considered putting bread on your list of cleaning supplies? No. When I think of cleaning supplies, I think of, oh, those liquids you pour all over the floor to clean the floor or your tabletop or something like that. There are a lot of chemicals in those things. But I don't usually use bread to clean up something. Oh, this reminds me. I just thought of something, Rebecca.
Well, please tell us what you thought of.
You know, we were having dinner once when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I don't know where the napkins went. Nobody had put napkins on the table. And my brother needed a napkin, but he found no napkins. But what he saw was a piece of bread. So he took the piece of bread and he used it to wipe his mouth. It was pretty funny.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
He used a piece of bread as a napkin?
Yeah, who knew? Hey, that's a life hack with bread, right?
Who knew that you could use a piece of bread as a napkin? Well, next time I can't find any napkins in my house, I will just look for a piece of bread. So, here's another question. Have you actually ever thought about keeping bread in your medicine cabinet?
No, but our lesson does mention that. That may sound crazy, right? Well, that's a good phrase. It sounds crazy. You use this phrase when you think something sounds really strange to you.
Right. So, for example, since it's raining outside, this may sound crazy, but I think that we should get up and go see the sunrise tomorrow morning.
Oh, man, that sounds great. And it does sound crazy because I don't like to wake up early. Rebecca, I heard when you went diving in Guam, you went down 90 to 100 feet.
Yes.
That sounds crazy.
It actually was really, really crazy and cool all at the same time, but definitely more crazy.
All right. Well, friends, what sounds crazy to you? Use this phrase sometime today. Bread is more multipurpose than you think. It's more something than you think. So you can use an adjective in this phrase, right? More something than you think. That means that most people think that bread has maybe one purpose, or at most two. But here we find that there are more purposes to bread.
So let's look at another way that you can use this phrase. For example, let's say that you want to go out hiking and you see one hiking trail and you think, this hiking trail looks so easy. Well then, someone comes up to you and says, actually, this hike is more difficult than you might think. So bring plenty of water.
That is good. That was a good example, Rebecca. We continue here. Look at what you can do with it, what you can do with bread. We see broken glass, removed. Shattered glass. Now, there are many ways to break glass. Sometimes you break it into one or two pieces. That's not shattering it. But if you break it into many little pieces, that is shattered glass.
And of course, according to our lesson, you can pick up those small pieces by pressing a piece of bread on top of them. And then you can throw it away carefully. Now, what about onion tears? Sometimes when you cut an onion, you actually start crying. Well, those tears will be stopped.
That's right. Try holding a piece of bread in your mouth with a little bit sticking out, and then you have no more tears like this guy. Well, hey, friends, right now it is time for us to do something completely different.
The InfoCloud. Hello, friends. Thank you for joining us on InfoCloud today. Ken, how are you today?
I couldn't be better.
Really? Now, friends, when you hear Ken say, I couldn't be better, do you think he is feeling good or bad?
Good question, Pauline. Couldn't is a negative word, but when I say I couldn't be better, it's actually a very positive statement because I'm saying I feel so good, it would be impossible to feel any better.
Okay.
What if you had said, I could be better?
Then that would mean something is not going well. I could be better means something is stopping me from feeling my best, and there's still room for me to become better. If I'm a little sick or I'm worrying about something, then I could be better.
So, couldn't be better is fantastic, whereas could be better is not so good.
You got it. That's right.
Do we use this phrase for anything besides conveying how we are doing?
Definitely. Here's an example. We're at a restaurant and you're trying out a new dish. I might ask you, so how is it?
Oh, right. And then I could respond either, wow, it couldn't be better, or, it could be better.
你如果问人家 How are you today? 你今天好吗？对方回答 I couldn't be better. 它到底是好还是不好？ Couldn't 虽然是一个否定的字，但是在这里，这其实是假设语气。假设如果要更好的话，那是 couldn't 不可能的，因为已经是最好了。因此 couldn't be better 就是再好不过，好得不得了的意思。相反的 could be better。就是有待加强，还有变得更好的空间。除了用来回答别人的问题，这个句子也可以用来评论事物，例如去餐馆品尝一道新的菜，如果很好吃，很完美，那就可以说 It couldn't be better. 如果不怎么样，很普通，你就可以说 It could be better. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio classroom is on the air.
No, 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 no. Oh, no, the stain won't come out. Oh, this is terrible. Maybe I'll use my tie. Oh, no.
Gabe,
this
Gabe.
This is no good.
What are you doing?
Oh, Rebecca, I'm trying to clean up this mess.
Uh-huh.
But nothing's working. I'm using this cloth, my
Gabe,
tie.
Gabe. I know what you need.
Huh?
You need a piece of bread. Here, try this.
Rebecca, I had no idea. You didn't know that I was really hungry. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, no, it's not to eat. You're supposed to use the bread to clean the floor.
Clean the floor?
Yeah. Bread is good for cleaning fingerprints and cleaning up shattered glass.
Good.
Yes. So use it, and the stain will go away, I'm sure.
Interesting. Okay. Let's try this. Oh, my goodness.
Look, the fingerprints are gone.
Rebecca.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, let's continue learning about what else you can do with bread. And please don't eat that.
Oh.
I mean, look at it. It's dirty.
Yeah, it's a little bit. Here, you can have that.
Thanks. See?
Life hacks with bread. 3. Walls cleaned. Are fingerprints on your walls driving you crazy? Turns out, crust-free white bread is an ideal cleaning cloth. 4. Splinters pulled out. Why not try this home remedy? Place a bit of bread over the splinter, cover it with a bandage, and leave it overnight. The bread should draw out the splinter painlessly as you sleep. So now you know that modest loaf in your kitchen has more to offer than just sandwiches.
OK, 继续我们看 splinter 这个名词。splinter 是指木头、玻璃或者是塑胶的尖刺或者是碎片。例如 ,the splinter in my thumb really bothers me a lot. 我的大拇指里面的木头的尖刺让我非常不舒服。或者是 ,the doctor took hours to remove the splinters of glass from the patient's leg. 医生花了好几个小时才把这位病人腿上的玻璃碎片给清除干净。最后我们看的是 modest 这个形容词。Modest 在这里是指不多的、不大的或不贵的，或者是适中的。 例如 luckily, the typhoon only caused modest damage to the coastal area. 幸好这个台风对沿岸地区造成的伤害不大。或者是 the country's economic growth over the past few years was modest. 这个国家过去几年来的经济成长很有限。Modest 也指谦虚的。例如 even though Hank has always been very successful in his career, he remains modest and down to earth.虽然 Hank 一直以来事业都很成功，他仍然保持谦逊和实在。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Hey Gabe,、where's that bread I gave you?
Oh, Rebecca. Well, you know, I used it to clean the floor.
Right.
But I was hungry, so...
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't eat the bread, did you? No, no, of course not.
Well, you know what, Rebecca? I think we need to continue on with our lesson, learning about walls, and, well, my stomach is feeling interesting. What we read here, walls cleaned. So you can clean the walls with bread, I guess, as well as the floor sometimes. Mm-hmm. Now, our lesson says, are fingerprints on your walls driving you crazy? Rebecca...
Do you know what's driving me crazy right now?
What?
I asked you a question, and you didn't answer my question. I asked you if you ate the bread that I gave you, that you cleaned the floors with, and it's driving me crazy you didn't answer my question.
I'm nodding my head. Do I need to say anything? Yes. Yes, Rebecca, I ate the bread that you gave me to use to clean the floor. Is that driving you crazy?
Well, now that I know the answer, I feel a little better.
Oh, well, it's kind of driving my stomach crazy. I don't think that was a good idea. But friends, if you do need to clean your walls, maybe you've got a smudge on the wall. Maybe a lot of fingerprints. Kids running around and rubbing their hands all over the walls, leaving these fingerprints, right? Well, this is a nice-looking fingerprint, but you don't want a lot of these obviously on your wall. And so maybe you could use bread.
Yes.Bread can be used to get rid of these fingerprints. Now let's talk about this phrase. That's driving me crazy. There are lots of things that could cause you to go crazy. For example, you know, all the different schedule changes that happen at times, that can definitely cause me to go crazy. Or it can drive me crazy.
My goodness.I think about, when I stay over at my parents' house、in Jiayi County. They live in Dalin, and they live right next to this big road. And sometimes I stay on the first floor, and, I can hear the huge trucks passing by in the middle of the night.、I can hear them from way over here.
Gabe, that's driving me crazy.
Well, it drives me crazy, too.
Oh. I could see why it would drive you crazy.Very loud noises.、Yeah. Well, anyway, we're talking about fingerprints.、And the question here is, are fingerprints on your walls driving you crazy? Turns out, crust-free white bread is an ideal cleaning cloth. Crust-free. That means that you have to remove this part right here, right?
Oh, yes. The outside, the edges, that is the crust. So take that、off.And you can use this to clean your walls. It's an ideal cleaning cloth. So it's not really a cloth. That's why we use quotation marks here. Well, let's take a look at that phrase. It turns out. Both of those words separately mean different things. But you put it together, if something turns out, that means it proves to be true in some way. So maybe you didn't know that bread was a good cleaning cloth before, but it's proven...That it's true. It turns out it's a good cleaning cloth.
For example, I know originally I told you that I couldn't go to the movies with you on Saturday, but it turns out I don't have to work, so I can go with you after all.
Very nice. Now, we don't usually talk politics here, but we just had a recent election in the United States, and I know that many people want to say, we hope that we can say, it turns out Trump is a good president.After all, we hope we can say that one day. Or what about that lesson, yesterday? It turns out the crab wasn't as powerful as we thought.
That's right. And it turns out that white bread can be an ideal cleaning cloth. Now, what about splinters? Have you ever had a splinter? That's a small piece of wood that gets stuck in your finger, yes, and it can hurt. Well, you can use white bread to pull it out.
Mm-hmm. So this can be very helpful. Bread can help in many ways. It is a good life hack, right? It's something that you can use to help solve many different problems. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for right now, but it is time for us to enjoy a review skit.
Mmm, a slice of bread for breakfast. So good.
Wait, I need that. I shattered a glass in the bathroom.
And you need bread?
Yes, I can pick up the sharp bits of glass by gently pressing a piece of bread on them.
Okay, but throw it away carefully.
Yes, dear.
Well, I love bread. It's fantastic. Ooh, another...
Sorry, but I'll be cutting onions soon, and that always makes me cry.
And you need bread?
Yes. I hold it in my mouth with a little bit sticking out, and no more tears.
No more tears?
That's right.
Okay. I'll just take the next slice. So...
Actually, I need that one, too. The fingerprints on the walls are driving me crazy.
How can bread help?
Well, it turns out crust-free white bread is an ideal cleaning cloth.
Okay, just take it.
Great.
I have more, I guess. This one. This one will be it.
Oh, ouch! Oh, ouch! Quick, give me a piece of bread to put over... My finger, I got a splinter in it.
Bread on splinter?
Yes, I cover it with a bandage later. I'll leave it overnight, and the bread will draw out the splinter.
It will really draw it out?
It should, painlessly, while I sleep.
Oh, it's amazing what a modest loaf of bread has to offer.
Yes, now you know.
Well, at least there's one slice left. I'll put this one in the toaster.
No, wait! Let's put it in the medicine cabinet.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Okay, well, bread can be very helpful in many ways. Just make sure that you don't eat it after you use it to clean your floor.
Well, that is a very good reminder. Friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.